I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordas. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. And here we are on the second day of the 4th of July.
Oh, well, it's going to be a great weekend, Jeff. I don't know about you, but I had a blast at the Stadium of Fire last night. I mean, Rascal Flatts, are you kidding me?
Great show.
One of my all-time favorite groups. Journey's another one, and they actually were at the stadium 2 years ago. So we had a great 4th of July. How about you?
Really nice. With the grandkids, had a really nice barbecue at the house. The 24th isn't going to be so simple because we're going to be in the Days of 47 parade here in Salt Lake City. So I don't think we're going to be doing anything special except exhausting ourselves on a float in the heat for that. So we made sure to get family in for this one.
Jeff, do you have your pageant wave down?
Now, I'm like the Queen of England up there.
You need to practice.
And you know what happens? Your arm gets tired.
Absolutely. You're sweating and you're just glistening. You're not sweating. It's all just all for fun. And Jeff, you know, there's so many people around here that recognize you. Definitely your voice, if not your face. So it's good for you just to get out and about. And I love that KSL is so supportive of this community. And I love that that's what makes Utah so great is we do have cool people like you, Jeff, on those floats that we get to celebrate and cheer for. So
hot people like
hot
me.
Hot people.
Hot.
So much fun. Well, today it is another great time on the Real Estate Show. Oh, I do have to mention this before we continue. Yesterday, we did give a sectional away on the stage at the Stadium of Fire and also some interior design hours and a dining table set.
All right. You got up on the stage. Tens of thousands of people out there.
I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
It was a little scary, but it's always fun when you're giving something away, right? It's just all happy. Utah loves free stuff, and I love to give away
free stuff. So. You're involved in this thing, so you must be hanging backstage with the beautiful people.
Well, I don't know if we're beautiful, but we have a great time back there, and we laugh. And
you get to meet the artists and all that?
You know, it depends on the year. This is my third year from being involved. We did get to meet Journey. We did not get to meet the Jonas Brothers last year, so I'm hoping...
Why? They were hiding backstage?
I don't know. Maybe they were just too cool for
Complaining
us.
Complaining about the red M&Ms or something?
I don't know. But yes, we always get to hopefully see the rich and famous backstage there at BYU Stadium. But yes, what a blast. Thanks again, Utah, for supporting Osmond Designs, and we love giving back to our community. This real estate show is another opportunity that we have to be involved and to educate Utahns on what's going on in real estate, which I always love. Today, we're going to be diving into two powerful forces in the housing market. Number one, real estate. And, you know, number two, interior design, which I'm a little biased. Definitely my favorite. Whether you're buying or selling or just dreaming, how your home looks and feels has never mattered more. Not only if you're living in your home, if you're planning on selling your home, these issues really do matter. And the details make all the difference in the world. So let's get into interior design and how it's shaping Utah's real estate experience. As an interior designer, Jeff, I get to go into hundreds of Utah homes every single year. And I've been in business for almost 23 years. So I've seen a lot of homes, and I'm a born and raised Utah girl as well. So I get the culture. I'm LDS. I love to get great deals. I'm a bargain hunter. And, you know, one of my personal mottos is never pay retail. And I love to incorporate that in my own business. When I first started Osmond Designs, there were big box stores, and then there were very, very expensive interior design stores that no one could ever afford the $10,000, $20,000 sofas that were being showcased, and there wasn't a lot in the middle. And that's why I knew that there was a need, because I was a real estate agent, and I would go into people's homes, and they needed help.
So Osmond Designs has two parts. There are the stores where you sell the sectionals that aren't $10,000 and $20,000. And then there's the design business, where you go out to people's homes and tell them, this is what we should do, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have some tough questions for you. What's the biggest don't you see out there when you go into people's homes?
Well, there's a lot of don'ts that I've seen.
Come on.
That could be a whole episode all by itself, a whole 2-hour show. You know, I would say number one is scale. People don't understand scale. So they'll put a very, very small piece of art on a very large wall. And it looks awkward. It feels awkward. We've all been in those homes when you walk in and it just feels good. And you've also been in those homes when you just know that they don't know what they're doing. Something's off. It doesn't feel right. Oftentimes, you'll even go into parade homes. I know we're coming off of parade season. But even some of those homes were just a little bit wrong. And so I would say, first and foremost, scale. So if you're a homeowner and you don't know what we're talking about and you don't know how to fix it, we do offer interior design services. We can come out to your home. It's a 1-hour consultation. It's only $100, and we'll help you rearrange things that you currently have. You can call our Lehigh or our Orem store and get one of our incredible interior designers on the schedule to come out to your home. And then number two, we can help you make a plan on, you know, maybe what your goals are. Maybe you want to fix up your master bedroom. Maybe you need some ideas on how to incorporate some of your accessories that you have, or maybe even just a different expert opinion of what to get rid of in your home that isn't quite working. So I think sometimes people believe that interior designers may be out of your price range and unaffordable, but I think actually we save you money in the long run because you're not buying things that you don't need as well.
When I was a bachelor, I had a bachelor pad, cool place like in the New York area.
I bet it was cool, Jeff. You're pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, those were the days like that. But then I fell head over heels in love, and that was that.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, sell the house. But so I had this bachelor pad, and I brought in an interior designer. I don't think I've ever told you this story.
No, I haven't heard this one.
No, she said, oh, I don't cost a thing. You buy the furniture through me, and you're going to have a magnificent place. And I was ready to spend because I was flush. I was a bachelor, all that. And by the time she was done, I loved the place because it did reflect me. It might not be everybody's taste, but again, I'm an adult bachelor at this point.
And you had like the black leather sofa. I can just envision it right now.
How did you know about the black leather?
Yeah. Just a guy bachelor pad vibe.
In fact, the truth is I had that sofa beforehand.
Really?
And she wanted to replace it with some nonsense. And I went to her pleading, like begging to my interior designer. And I said, is it possible, would it wreck everything if we just kept this sofa? Because I love sitting here and watching TV. Can I keep it?
Please.
And she said, yeah, your comfort is really important, and we'll scrap that part of the plan and go with this. She did a great job, except for this ugly rug that was made out of suede. And it was like suede inch-wide things that were knotted underneath the rug. So it's just these like fingers of suede that were going in every which direction.
How did you vacuum that? That's my question.
Never found out because I spilled chocolate soda, I think, on it, and it wouldn't come out, and that was that for the rug. But the sofa stayed. But the point is, she said, I don't charge you anything, but by the time I was done furnishing that place completely, and it was only a 2-bedroom place, I probably spent about $150,000.
Ouch.
So is that the way it typically runs in this business? Or was I just some guy who was taken advantage of?
I think that you were a bachelor. And I don't, you know, Jeff, I think there probably are some design firms in Utah that may be furnishing a two-bedroom for $150,000. But I'm here to tell you, at Osmond Designs, we sell the high end. We sell the low end. We have all those builders that do model homes and want them to look good and they're on a budget. And we can definitely do that. But most of our pricing is right there in the center. And we love great quality furniture at affordable prices. And I think you can accomplish that. In Utah, we have large homes. We have big families. We have animals. But I will tell you that we are on the leading edge of interior design. And a lot of these influencers and bloggers, I mean, they are all over social media. And people always say, wow, what's going on in Utah? And it's really, really interesting because we are cutting edge. And we are kind of swanky and fun. And that's what I love about Utah is like you, Jeff, you can do the bachelor pad.
Not anymore. I'm a family man, 100%.
But there's lots of styles,
I'll
right?
I'll tell you what's going on in Utah. 20 years later, I still have that couch.
Good, soft on you. Soft in the side room,
still love sitting on it.
Still love sitting on it. You know, interior design is not just about pillows and paint. And you can customize and make your home exactly how you want it to be. Today, you're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with Jeff Kaplan with KSL. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How about we get some pizza?
Nah.
Sushi?
No.
I thought you didn't care.
I don't.
Slow cooked.
Carnitas.
Tender.
Juicy.
How did they get in our car?
I don't know, but we're going to Del.
Del Taco's new slow cooked pork carnitas. Authentic spices and salsa roja give it a rich, deep, melt-in-your-mouth flavor. Pork carnitas are here for a limited time. So get some tender, juicy Del Taco today.
Del, yeah.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us on this second day of the 4th of July. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And Jeff, I don't know about you, but I have a little hangover from the 4th of July last night.
Please explain.
Stadium of Fire was out of control in all the best ways. What an adventure and an event. Rascal Flatts never disappoints. And I just love Utah. I love families. I love patriotism. I love freedom. And, you know, for me, 4th of July is right up there with Christmas, I have to be honest. So, you know, we're happy to be here in Utah. I'm a born and raised Utah girl, and I love real estate.
You put yourself right in the center, in the locus of freedom. That Freedom Festival in Provo is wild. It's a day-long or days-long event that culminates in the stadium fire. And you were front and center at the thing.
I was on the stage. We gave away a sectional and some interior design hours. I know that they also gave away a car for a year. That was kind of cool, a lease. I wanted to win that. I didn't win, unfortunately, but that was super cool. And, you know, there's always the skydivers and the Stadium of Fire dancers. And anyway, Utah is awesome. Can I just tell you how cool Utah is? I'm, you know, have traveled, but I always just love to come home. So thank you for joining us today on the show. We've been talking about maybe some of the don'ts to do in interior design and in preparing your home if you are thinking of selling your home in the real estate market. Jeff, let's talk about some of the do's.
Things people are getting right.
Yeah. Okay. I want to hear your opinion before I get started on this.
As far as what people do that's wrong?
What do you think people should do if they're thinking of selling their home?
From what I understand, you have to get rid of the TV set. You're not supposed to show a gigantic TV set that dominates a room, unless it's a media room.
Yeah, I mean, definitely scale, right? So we don't want a massive television taking up the entire living room or the great room.
It makes it seem smaller, doesn't it?
It does. And your furnishings also need to match that. You can't have oversized furnishings in your home because then it makes all the rooms feel a lot smaller. And how you live in your home is always different than possibly how you're going to stage it to sell your home. And so just being aware of that and knowing the difference will actually give you dollars in your pocket. So when you're selling your home, the goal is to sell it for as much as you can in the quickest amount of time. And we need to sometimes even move 50% of the furnishings that you have in your home out, your personal belongings, some of your pictures, so that a buyer that walks in can envision themselves living in your home.
When I bought my house, it's 8 years ago now, my wife saw it, her realtor took her, I mean, our realtor, and she just fell in love. And after we'd been looking for 3 months, every weekend, she said, "This is the one, let's do this." And we had papers signed within 24 hours, but the house was staged. The previous owners had moved out, and it looked just lovely. It was exactly what we as a couple, we're not having any more children. We're, you know, older. And
you're not that old.
Well, I'm not having kids. Let's put it that way. Grandkids, sure. More the merrier. But when the house was staged and we sat down to talk about whether to place an offer, I sat down with the realtor and I went on the living room couch, a black couch, and I went, whoa, it was weirdly low to the ground. Do they make mini furniture to make rooms seem bigger? Because I think that might have happened to me.
Okay, yes, they definitely do.
Oh, you're kidding, for real?
There's those apartment, you know, scaled furnishings that should not be in certain rooms, but, you know, to each his own. We all have our tastes. There's the rules of design, and then...
But this is just for the purposes of staging. Perhaps to make a room look bigger, going with a teeny tiny couch that's low to the ground, a little bit scaled down, that happens?
My philosophy is to always under-furnish. So just to take a few more things out, because it does make your home and each individual room feel bigger. So I do love that philosophy. But I will tell you, we furnish a lot of model homes for a lot of builders throughout Utah. And I will tell you that it does make a difference. When you walk into a furnished model home versus a competitor builder that has not furnished their home and it's just a blank canvas with white walls and tile or, you
know,
LVP.
But aren't you supposed to paint your dreams into that space?
Well, it's hard to envision, and there is an emotional aspect of purchasing a home that really is intangible and can really make all the difference in the world. Today, we're talking about real estate. We're talking about interior design. And later, we have Josh, who is a loan officer that will be helping us with some tips and tricks and also talking about some new programs to get into homes. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How about we get some pizza?
Nah.
Sushi?
No.
I thought you didn't care.
I don't.
Slow cooked.
Carnitas.
Tender.
Juicy.
How did they get in our car?
I don't know, but we're going to Del.
Del Taco's new slow cooked pork carnitas. Authentic spices and salsa roja give it a rich, deep, melt-in-your-mouth flavor. Pork carnitas are here for a limited time. So get some tender, juicy Del Taco today.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and we are having such a great day today. I have a little hangover from the Stadium of Fire.
You might want to qualify that.
You know, it's a Diet Coke and popcorn hangover.
There you go.
Yes, very, very fiercely LDS hangover, but what a great time. Jeff, we talked a little bit about you being famous and you doing your pageant wave KSL float.
That's coming up on the 24th.
Yeah. Yes, that Jeff is already practicing for that, so that'll be really good. And today I'm so excited because we have Josh McReevy, who is a loan officer right here in Utah, to help us introduce maybe some cool loan ideas. Jeff and I have been talking about interior design and real estate. And now, Josh, you're going to bring it home and help Utah with their affordable housing issues. But first and foremost, I want to introduce you.
Awesome.
Who you are, how you became involved in this industry.
Awesome. Yeah. So my name is Josh McReevy. I've been in various types of lending throughout my career and I was in commercial real estate and then got my residential license. And it has been such a great decision. One of my tag phrases is I want to help as many people as possible to live where they love.
Aw, yeah. I love that.
You guys were just talking about being in parades. I was actually in a parade yesterday for July 4th at the Oakley Parade and then rodeo that night. So
was it hot?
It was. Yeah, but it's nicer up there. It's, you know, a little cooler.
So. How was your pageant wave?
Pretty solid. My wife and kids are much better. Yeah.
Oh, good. I love that. Okay, Josh, there are some really cool loan programs out right now. And so I just want to jump right in and start talking about those. What's your favorite one?
Well, one of my favorite ones to talk about is I'm actually involved with the Summit County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team. And so I work with a lot of law enforcement agencies. And so there's actually this awesome down payment assistance program for any type of sworn officer. So police officers, correctional officers. So I'm actually going to be speaking later this month at the Utah Highway Patrol Association and Summit County Sheriff's Office to be talking about how first-time homebuyers who are sworn officers can get $25,000 for a down payment.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
They deserve that.
100%. And they're having just such a hard time with hiring good officers that actually live in the area that they work in. And so this is a neat program to be able to help them with that. So definitely want to make sure we get that out to people. So that's one really great program we have this summer.
I support that. I'm really excited to hear about that. There's also a first-time homebuyer's 1% down payment that I've been hearing rumblings about. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this was just announced. This is by the largest lender in America, UWM, or United Wholesale Mortgage. And it's a 1% down payment program. UWM will take the other 2% towards a down payment. And then that gets you to that 3% needed for a down payment program. So not everyone has access to this, but as a loan broker myself, any ultimate home lending officer is going to have access to this 1% down payment.
How widespread available? Because I'm just doing the math, $450,000 house, that's a $4,500 down payment?
Yeah, that's hardly anything to be able to get into
a
house.
So what does it take to get this?
Yeah, so you do have to be a first-time home buyer. And I just want to remind everyone, first-time home buyers does not mean you've never owned a home. It can mean that, but the other one is you haven't owned real estate for at least 3 years. So then you qualify again for a first-time homebuyer program.
I had no idea.
I had not heard that either, and I do this all day long. That's yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, so this program can work for any qualified first-time homebuyer, and there are some area median income. You have to be 80% of the area median income to qualify for this, but in like Salt Lake County, that's still pretty high. And so being able to qualify for these types of programs with only 1% down makes this within reach of actually being able to get into a house this summer.
Do you have, I'm catching you on the fly here. Do you have any idea what the median income might be in any given local county?
Yeah, I think in like, and it's how many are in per, like how many people live in the house? So like four people. It's somewhere around $85,000 to $90,000.
And you have to be within 80% of that?
80% of that. So about $75,000, somewhere in that range.
Interesting.
Gotcha. Well, you have to be able to afford the payments, right?
Yeah, and that's by county. And so like Summit County where I live, it's actually more like $110,000, $120,000.
Wow. Okay, so what types of buyers are most active right now? Is it first time? Is it move up? Is it move down? Is it investors? What's your opinion?
Yeah, investors are kind of not making as many purchases right now. What we're seeing a lot of is both first-time home buyers as well as what I call a strategic upgrader. So what they're doing is they are actually keeping that house that they bought like in 2019, 2020 with 3% interest rates. They just don't want to let that go. So there's a huge need for renters right now. So they're actually renting out their current home and then going and buying another home. And so we actually have some really neat programs that allows us to offset that other home and actually use that new rental income to help them qualify for that new house.
And it gets you in the game.
Yeah, and it makes you a real estate investor and you get that next house. So we're seeing a ton, especially along the Wasatch Front, Utah County and Salt Lake County, where people got into a house, they are having more kids, they're expanding, and they need a bigger house, but man, that old house at 3%. So let's just convert that into an investment property and then get you into the next house. It only requires 5% down for that next house.
Well, and you lease that out, you're paying less on your mortgage than what you're collecting. And oftentimes that will make the difference of the money that you need on the new house.
Yeah.
So that can even just be sixes and you're getting all the equity on now two homes, which is incredible.
Yeah, I'm actually working with a guy. I met him this last weekend. I hosted the Oakley Pickleball Tournament last weekend.
Awesome. Are you a big pickleballer?
I've never once played in my life, but this is the second one. We had almost 300 players come from 14 different states.
That's cool.
But I was talking to him, and he's got a house in Park City. His monthly mortgage is $1,500 a month, and he can now rent it out for $4,000 a month. And so he's going to buy a home in a different part of the county. and that's going to offset his mortgage. So he's about sixes owning two homes now.
So he's going to get a standard 30-year mortgage on the
property. Yeah. And I'm able to take that $4,000 a month in rent, use 75% of it as income.
$3,000.
Yep. To help him afford the new house.
So good. I'm speechless.
We're both speechless here.
We're just
here.
Looking at each other.
Where do I sign for this?
Okay.
Yeah. And I go around Utah speaking on this about almost every Thursday near BYU, UVU, up in Kaysville. And I've got one here by the University of Utah coming up in a couple of weeks.
So good. Is there a strong case for refinancing in today's market? What's your opinion?
Ooh, yeah. So this is something that I just have a dedicated TV in my office watching mortgage-backed securities and what's going on. And boy, you know, September, we had a quick and fast 30-day period where we did tons of refinances, taking people from like 7.5 down to 6.5 or 6.25. And then they shot right back up, the whole tariff stuff and all of these negotiations with other countries and being downgraded as a country. That hurt us. And so we had a spike back up to like 7.25. And over the last like 2 weeks, we're gaining 3 or 4 points a day to trend downward. And so I'm really hoping that we can get some people some relief, get some of those refis done and be in the 6.5 range.
I always love to give people advice about just getting in the market, even though the interest rates may be a little bit higher just because we're so spoiled. And we've heard about those 3% and 4% and 5% where they are in, you know, the 7%. I mean, back in the day, I was 8% and 9% when we were getting in the market, us old people. But I always say get into the market and then you can refinance 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now. But if you can get in and save $50,000 on the purchase price or $100,000 or whatever, because you don't have all of those competing buyers, you know, it's a win.
Yeah. I saw this amazing statistic the other day that in our country is now the highest age ever of people actually buying their first home. It's 38 years old. And so, man, I wouldn't have bought a home for another year, but I've owned homes for the last 14 years, and just the amount of equity built up. And so I totally agree with you, Heather, that we need to be able to talk about how to actually get creative, how to help people get into homes so that they're not paying 8 to 12% more for homes 2 or 3 years from now.
So even right before this show, Jeff was telling me about a new status. I don't know what it was, a new article that came out where you were just mentioning that exact same thing where our kids are getting into homes younger than when we were able to get into kids.
Yeah, I think the study was that comparing Gen Z with millennials, with baby boomers, Gen Z is getting into the housing market at a greater rate than the other generations at the same age. But these are mostly people who are already in at lower interest rates than we have right now. And a lot of kids are stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's figure out how to get them unstuck, right? And that's where this strategic upgrader can come into play. And being able to get into some accessory dwelling units.
I agree. I think just creative financing makes all the difference in the world. You are listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And today we have Josh McRevy on the show with us. He is a well-known loan officer right here in Utah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
How about we get some pizza?
Nah.
Sushi?
No.
I thought you didn't care.
I don't.
Slow cooked.
Carnitas.
Tender. Juicy.
Yeah, yeah. How did they get in our car?
I don't know, but we're going to Del.
Del Taco's new slow-cooked pork carnitas. Authentic spices and salsa roja give it a rich, deep, melt-in-your-mouth flavor. Pork carnitas are here for a limited time. So get some tender, juicy Del Taco today. Del,
yeah. Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, and today we have the opportunity to talk with one of the most well-known loan officers right here in Utah, Josh McReevy. And Josh, we've been talking about some really cool brand new home loans that people can get in. A 1% first-time home buyers. Jeff and I actually learned that you don't even have to be a first-time home buyer to be able to get this. You just haven't been able to own a home in 3 years.
That's
which
right.
I thought that was unbelievable. So cool. Second, a $25,000 grant that is being given away. And I thought that was really, really cool. That is for police officers.
Yeah, any sworn law enforcement agency in the state of Utah.
They so deserve that. So I love that grant. I love that you're here letting people know about it, because if you haven't been able to own a home or afford a home and you know someone that maybe needs this program, please spread the news. Josh, how do people find you?
Yeah, so I'm one of the owners of Ultimate Home Lending. So Jacinda Montano and I own that. And so that's ultimatehomelending.com. A lot of these amazing grants are also on our website, and all of our loan officers are listed there. Personally, I'm also a producing loan officer. So you can go to yourmortgageguy.org. So Josh McReevy, Your Mortgage Guy. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And trying to put out good content that's entertaining, but that also teaches you how to actually get into the game or help your kids actually buy a home, because it's harder now. And so we're trying to put out good content that helps people.
Josh, what's your favorite part about helping Utahns get into homes?
Oh, man. I saw a statistic that I think answers that question. 90% of people's wealth is tied up in their home. And it's one of the best ways for us to earn equity. And so you make memories in your home, you bring kids home from the hospital for the first time, and you actually get to own something and have a backyard and be able to do the things that you want to. And so I love helping people live where they love.
That is incredible. In the Parade of Homes this last year, we gave out bags and they said, all you need is love and great furniture. And I really attribute that to love is found where your family is and where your home is. And that can be anywhere. But it's so, so true that the best investment you will ever make is in your home.
Yeah, I agree. I think just being able to have a safe place to come home to and raise your kids. I've got 6 kids myself. And so we live where we love. It took us 10 years to achieve that goal. And so I love helping people, whether they're trying to buy a house next month or they're trying to game plan for the next 3 years of how they make it happen. I don't care when it is. I'm in this game for a long time. And so I just want to help them with whatever their goals are.
And experience really does matter. And Josh, you are a pro. You know all of the programs that are out there to best fit whatever your specific needs are. And I love that about you. Again, how do people find you?
Yeah, go to yourmortgageguy.org or you can call 801-232-5173 and we'll be able to help you out.
You know, a lot of new buyers are choking on the real estate, on the mortgage rates right now. The difference between 2% then and I don't know, where are we now? 6.5 or so?
Yeah, 6.5 on conventional, we're about 6.5, 6.75. and on FHA about 6%.
Do you see there's a lot of hopelessness out there about getting a house for the first time? Simply because if rates come down, okay, they come down to 5.75. It's not quite what they expected for a generation. And so you have a potential solution for them here, which is like gold.
Yeah. Yeah, I get to teach first-time homebuyer classes every Thursday night. So we'll have, you know, anywhere from 20 to 45 people there. And it's just amazing to hear what their questions are, what their concerns are, talk to them about, well, you have option A, B, and C to make this happen. And let's get a game plan in place.
And home ownership really is an addiction in all the best ways. Once you own one home, it's easy to own a second and a third, and it just rolls. The snowball starts rolling. And then you get what I call mailbox money, where, you know, those checks just come in the mail, and it's the best investment I have ever made. Coming from someone that not only invests in single family homes, in townhomes, in commercial homes, in land, I've done all of that. I've made way more money in real estate than I've ever made selling furniture. And I'm so passionate about it. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today, Josh McRevy. Jeff, always a pleasure. We'll be back next week. KSL Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us today.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.